Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is still in Austria. Christmas in Austria sounds a bit romantic, but we didn't have any snow. However, hanging out with Fürth Café is quite amazing because we are in Styria at the end of the world almost. There's nothing here other than a little hut. It's, well, we've got an auger here. We've got a little bit of gas as well. And of course, hanging out with Fürth Café means we can't leave the premise without having had a coffee. Now, CGP has offered us a coffee with his first ever espresso machine. Can you tell us what it was and how it actually works?
It's the Bacci. The Bacci from Trieste. It's an Italian contraption. Looks a bit... it's a sort of very designer type thing. But it actually produces, after about 10 minutes, two acceptable cups of real, true espresso.
How does that work?
Well, it's a whole contraption of steam pressure building up, pushing up another piston, that piston pushing water that in the meantime has apparently, there's no way of controlling the temperature, but apparently in the meantime that water heats up to just about 92, 93, 94 degrees. And this water is then, by steam pressure, pushed via a piston through the ground coffee, through the sieve. So it's actually an inverted porter filter, if you like. And then it comes out through two little pipes.
Yep.
And the whole thing, you have to, this is the only coffee machine where you actually have to listen to do it by, you have to play it by ear. You have to listen when the pressure, because there's two pressure valves which give off a different sound, and on the second sound is the time to open that tiny little valve that actually lets the pressure that has built up at the bottom of this contraption push that piston up and go through, push the water up, etc., etc., until miraculously you really get thick creamer coming out of these two little pipes and
kind of ending it in the cup.
I mean, it's a hard way to get to your cup of espresso, but you eventually get there.
But if you're in the middle of nowhere and you're really gagging for an espresso and you've got freshly roasted coffee, freshly ground coffee, it's an acceptable espresso. Yeah, I mean, I'm putting my lips to it, and I know Fürth Café almost inside out. Of course, this is the Treibstoff. It's called Treibstoff. This is a blend of the Tunki. It's a blend of the Elk Hill from India. And what else? What's the third?
Kaffa
Forest from Ethiopia. So quite an interesting blend, which I've had the pleasure of trying back home in London at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. And here again, in the middle of the forest, in a little hut. If you can just imagine in the middle of the forest, there's a little hut. And it's quite romantic in this kitchen. And it's dark outside. It's about 6 o'clock already. And putting my lips to this coffee, I must say, it's acceptable, but it is not the best cup of coffee one can yield of a freshly roasted coffee that Fürth Café normally produces. So, final words, CGP.
Well, I mean, that Bacci is a nice contraption, and it can produce some very good coffee. It's just a sort of touch-and-go thing.
Mm-hmm. So no consistency, really.
No, there's little consistency.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, I mean...
The thing is, it takes about... It's a long way to get to a good cup of coffee. Because the whole thing needs to heat up. The first one you can usually throw away. The second one gets a little better. But the thing is, if you let it cool down and to make your next round of coffee, then you're starting all over again. So you really, if you want to do another couple of cups, you really have to burn your fingers to get the whole thing apart.
Clean it, add the water,
and go through the whole process again. But the second time round, if you manage to scald your fingers, and then the whole contraption is hot, and then it'll work much better.
I tell you what, it kind of reminds me of playing around with a La Pavone, because that's touch and go as well. Sometimes you yield a really nice cup of coffee and sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, sadly, Mr. Bacci, I won't rush out and buy one of those. But thanks again to CGP for showing us this different way of producing coffee in the middle of nowhere.